mass movement needed to defend abortion rights in the U.S. Claire Wilkins. Nottingham Socialist Party. On the 1st of December, the U.S. Supreme Court began hearing arguments about a Mississippi law to ban abortions after 15 weeks, even in the case of rape and incest. The challenge has been filed by the last remaining abortion clinic in the state. A ruling is expected in June. The Mississippi case differs from other attempts to restrict abortion rights in other states, in that the anti-abortion campaigners are also explicitly seeking to overturn the Roe v. Wade 1973 Supreme Court judgment, which gave American women the right to have access to abortion. However, the right to choose has never been codified into law, even when the Democrats had a supermajority in Congress under Obama, which has left it open to constant attack. Now the Supreme Court has a 6-3 majority of conservative judges who have already signaled that they are ready to seriously restrict abortion rights. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, around half of states are likely to make abortion illegal. Even if Roe is allowed to stand, a ruling in favor of the Mississippi law would be a huge blow to the right to abortion. Abortion is technically legal in the U.S., but for an increasing number of women it is not accessible due to cost and lack of facilities. This is particularly the case in the South and Midwest. Christian evangelical conservatives have sought to remove abortion rights in the U.S. for decades. They were emboldened during the Trump presidency and his appointments of Supreme Court judges. They claim to be pro-life, but concentrate exclusively on the right of the unborn child, and not the lives of women and children who are already born. States have restricted access to abortion by refusing to license clinics. Missouri refused to license its last remaining clinic in 2020. Targeted restrictions on abortion providers, TRAP, laws have been used to refuse to license clinics and hospital facilities to carry out abortions. The requirements are difficult to meet, and are not imposed on any other medical facilities. On the 31st of August, Texas passed a law banning abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, around 6 weeks, and encouraging people to sue anyone who they think has aided or abetted an abortion. Many women do not even know that they are pregnant at 6 weeks. In October, the Biden administration asked a judge to place a temporary block on the law. The state appealed, and it was reinstated. There have been some demonstrations against restrictions on abortion rights, but, unfortunately, organizations campaigning for reproductive rights have concentrated on legal action, rather than building a mass movement to defend the right to abortion. The massive Women's March of 2017, when millions were mobilized onto the streets to coincide with Trump's inauguration as president, was effectively demobilized and derailed by being channeled into electoral support for the Democrats. Working people were told that electing Biden would be the only way to protect abortion rights, despite Biden voting for the Hyde Amendment that prevented federal funds being used for abortion provision, and supporting a constitutional amendment in 1981, which would have allowed states to overturn Roe v. Wade. Abortion rights have been eroded under both Republican and Democrat administrations. 60% of Americans believe abortion should be legal in all or most circumstances. A woman's right to choose when and whether to have children should be a fundamental right. In Mississippi alone, 1 in 3 children live in poverty. 1/3 of parents have no full-time year-round employment, and the number of lone parent families is the highest in the country. 2/3 of jobs do not pay enough to afford to rent a 2-bedroom apartment. Healthcare Campaign. A campaign that linked defense of abortion to a broader campaign for free healthcare for all, affordable childcare, well-paid jobs, access to housing etc., could have a mass appeal and mobilize millions on the streets. Roe v. Wade itself was won at a time when there was mass struggle by women alongside strikes, mass movements against the Vietnam War, and for civil rights, and in the context of revolutionary movements internationally. Campaign groups need to be built now in every workplace, community, school, and college to defend a woman's right to choose, organizing mass protests, demonstrations, and strikes. The power of the unions and the labor movement should be mobilized as a central feature of any campaign. Relying on judges or Democrats to do the right thing is not a viable strategy. The maximum pressure has to be brought to bear through a mass movement involving the whole working class. defend the right to choose whether and when to have children, provide free reproductive services, including contraception and safe, accessible abortion as part of free high-quality, universal health care for all, teach comprehensive and inclusive sex education in schools, including the issue of consent, paid family and medical leave for all, universal, high-quality, affordable and publicly run child and elder care, build a mass workers' party with the socialist program to provide a fighting political alternative for the working class.